what a great carrot for the Heat. You've never hosted a BBL final. How's that feel as the captain of the side?
Yeah, obviously we're really looking forward to it, having a home final in front of our home fans who have been excellent this year. So looking forward to getting out of Metricon, which I hear is pretty to sell out pretty much. So us as players, that's what we want to do. We train to play on big occasions and we're really looking forward to it.
I guess like the Heat have never actually hosted the actual final, so the carrot's amazing, isn't it, for your team?
Yeah, definitely. To be in a BBL final's great, and to have a home one would be awesome. So no doubt we've got to try and prepare the best we can and put a good performance out there and hopefully host that final here on next Wednesday.
How do you look at it with the batting lineup? Like, obviously you've lost some of your better batters to the Test and overseas to UAE. Everyone's contributed in your side. What's the key for your batting lineup in these finals games?
I think, you know, as you said, I think all year everyone's kind of contributed. So we weren't relying on the likes of Usman and Marnus and Sam Billings and Munro the whole time. So I think everyone who's played this year has contributed at some point. So I think the confidence is that doesn't matter who we got out there, we can get the job done. And Max Bryan and Jimmy Pearson came in last game, and no doubt that they've had some great performances at Big Bash level already. So there's no reason why they can't do the same tomorrow night.
And you've got some great all-rounders too, haven't you? Like, I mean, some of the guys like Nice has contributed. Bartlett's obviously played for the Gold Coast in the top order. So you've got some strike down the bottom that people may not realise with your batting order.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, Nessa played an unbelievable innings that won us the game. He made 60-odd the other night. Xavier's done it before in previous Big Bashes. So Paul Walters made some runs at the middle order. So I think we've got full confidence as a batting group that we can go out there and play the way we want to. And if it's not our night, someone else will get the job done.
Well, let's just talk about where we are. It's not a bad idea. Did you think you'd be here at the start of the season when things worked out, eh?
No, not really. I think, you know, when we started winning a few games, we heard that the Gabba was out of action and we'll be heading down the Gold Coast. You know, we have a few guys that were born and bred on the Gold Coast and they love it down here. And how can you not love it? It's obviously a great part of the world and everyone's pumped to go out there and play at Metricon in front of a Gold Coast home crowd.
We might just wait for you.
Yeah, sorry.
Just if you don't mind. Yeah,
that's all right.
Just till it gives the elephant.
We've all got audio that if you need to get it off us. So.
Some of those little buggers are cracking, aren't they?
No, mate, little fella hit a couple of shots in the cover.
Oh, and there's branches coming out of the wicket.
Yeah.
It's like an
Indian.
Yeah.
I've got the very nice cup.
You did, okay.
Okay. That was nice.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Yeah, just as I say, it's a great little morning here. Good promotion for it, but would you rather be at the Gabba? It's a bit of a given, isn't it?
The Gabba Wicket is a world class venue. Metricon, obviously not being known for its cricket, is the wicket will be probably slightly tricky as a batting group. But I think the fact that we got a sellout is still in Queensland in front of a home crowd, so we're really looking forward to it.
Got to beat the best to be the best, but your record against the Sixers is pretty dire. I think it's 13 losses and 5 wins. How do you sort of overcome the aura that they bring, being one of the main, top teams in the BBL?
Yeah, I think with this group, a lot of us played last year and this year, obviously. We beat them last year in a semi-final at SCG at their home track, so I think that's still in our memories. I think the confidence from that, the group can really grow on. And we're playing really well at the moment, so I think for us, it's just about preparing well and playing like we have been, and I'm sure that they'll be good enough to get the job done.
Has there been much disruption with the Test guys coming in and then going out straight again?
No, not really. I think when we get the Test guys, it obviously adds value to our team immensely. We learn so much when they're around. So whenever we can have them back, we open them up with both arms. And I think we'll be fine and we'll be better for their input, for sure.
They were saying they're going to be very comfortable here because this was their base during COVID. So they're favourites for it as well, just in case you didn't know. So.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, I guess they can be as comfortable as they like. I think, as I said before, we love coming down here and playing as well. We're playing great cricket at the moment, and hopefully we can just keep the ball rolling and put out another good performance for the home fans.
Do you like the responsibility too, Nathan, as a captain? And what does that do for your cricket?
Yeah, I think, as a kid, I was always captain of the junior teams coming through. When you're not captaining, you're always kind of thinking like a captain. I've had plenty to learn, and I've tried to be a sponge over the last couple of years, learning off the likes of Colin Munro, Jimmy Pearson last year, and Usman Khawaja, obviously. So hopefully I can do a good job and get a help contribute to a win. But I think the way that the team's been playing is a pretty easy job at the moment. Everyone kind of knows their role and is doing it really well. So hopefully, just put on cruise control and watch the boys go about it.
Xavier and Matt, both Gold Coast boys, named in the team of the tournament. How good is that, you know, that they're playing this game on home turf this weekend?
Yeah, they've been excellent all year, Matt Coonan and Xavier Bartlett. I think coming home for them, they'll have heaps of family there and friends, no doubt. So they'll be really pumped to put a good performance, and hopefully we can help them out and make sure they do.
Have you had a look at the wicket yet? Cool. Have you had a look at the wicket?
Yeah, we saw it yesterday. It's as expected. Obviously, they probably dropped it in, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, I think. Not expecting to probably have any games here. So I think, you know, it looks pretty good. The outfield's amazing. It's a great venue. So, yeah, it should be fine, and hopefully a good performance for us.
So to say, when Tall Paul turned up, no one really knew who this big guy at England was, and now he's in the team of the tournament.
Yeah, I've never really seen him before he came over. It's hard to miss him. He's humongous. He's been excellent on and off the field. I think we're really lucky with our overseas players. You know, Colin, Sam and Paul, they came over and really gelled and really wanted to win. I guess it's easy for them to come over and probably not get around as much as they have. You know, they're the first there at a social setting, and obviously on field they've been immense for us. So we're very lucky to have them, and hopefully a couple more good performances from Paul like he's done all year.
And what have you made of your own performances so far this tournament?
Yeah, I think I started pretty well, and the last couple of games have been a bit lean. So hopefully my best is to come and can put a good score on the boards to help the team get in a good position to win. So hopefully the best is to come.
Well done.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Well done.